Okay, one of the members, one of the volunteers of the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan, who I'm expecting, I think I know, has got an awful lot of input to talk about, she's been very busy, is Councillor Rosalind Scott. So, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Councillor Scott, and so Rosalind, I think, Rosalind.
Yes.
you have got had many strands that you've been helping out with the Neighbourhood Plan. What was your real first involvement for this group?
Well, after the questionnaire had gone out, we formed working parties to do the research and interpret the findings. And I joined Bob Needham, who's our chair, straight away as an apprentice on the infrastructure working party. And then I chaired the Landscape, River and Countryside working party. And as an experience, that was really helpful because our sailors really know the river. We had experts from the Environment Agency amongst the residents, and I learned a huge amount about landscape, river and countryside. And we wrote up reports, and then that was handed over, and a group of people got on with writing the plan and the reports, which were the evidence to support the plan. And then another group of us became a working party or a group to keep the public engaged, because it's a huge undertaking and it's taking 3 to 3.5 years to write the neighbourhood plan. And the public could be forgiven for saying, well, is it not written yet? Didn't I vote for it 3 years ago? But actually, in the end, we need everybody to vote for it. So it has to be what people want. It has to represent what they want so that they will vote yes. Because if they vote no, we've lost 4 years and we've lost the safeguarding for Wivenhoe keeping its character, which is what everybody wants.
And I think I'm interested certainly in the river angle here, because the neighbourhood plan, for maybe the right reasons, a lot of the conversation has been developing around housing. Key to Wivenhoe, if you think of Wivenhoe, really is the river.
Absolutely.
It defined everything in this town. So whilst people are thinking about where to put houses, how did the river really fit into the whole steering of the neighbourhood plan? Were you talking about, I guess, probably not shipping, but you're talking about protecting the river, the wildlife?
Absolutely, and the paths and the riverscape, because actually those views across the river are absolutely characteristic of Wivenhoe. So it was the technical part about dealing with the sewage and maintaining the riverbank and particularly the paths, and some of that is already being dealt with by the Environment Agency, so we don't have to put that in the plan. But the policy which drives what we decide has to be in the plan, and that policy is to protect those riverscapes and access to the river. And in fact, Wivenhoe Town Council's worked hard to improve the access to the river, so that's a real positive. And I think, in a way, that's come out already from the plan, from the questionnaires.
So trying to protect those river views and the river landscape, is that protecting them from physical blight? So in terms of more houses being built, has that been the main issue there?
Partly that's been very important in deciding where housing can be put. Because, you know, we don't want people to develop right up to the riverside and make, particularly don't want Wivenhoe to just coalesce with Colchester. So protecting that aspect is very important to practically everybody who replied to the questionnaire. So that's a big part of it. And maintaining the footpaths and making sure that if development happens, it includes footpaths and cycleways and open space, and trying to protect our open spaces that we have at the moment, even the tiny little urban ones, which, as you know, we've had a little fight over some of those already. But the quicker we get the neighbourhood plan in place, the stronger that resolution that there won't be infill on those little green spaces will be.
And we could perhaps maybe talk in a short while about your involvement on the community engagement, but also perhaps whilst you're here, Rosalind, it's also a good chance to ask you about the way the neighbourhood plan fits in with the Colchester Borough Council local plan, because you are a borough councillor, So I imagine your experience there is very useful, so you can see how both these two sides operate. So what is the interpretation, the view of the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan at the Town Hall in Colchester? Is it seen as being a valid thing, or is just Wivenhoe doing its own little thing?
It's been really very well supported by officers from Colchester. The officers have come to the Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group all the way through, and they've been able to give us a lot of help, both steering, but also practical help, like printing the maps so that we can engage the public and that sort of thing. So, and we've had their advice, but we've also had their ear. And I think that's really important.
I imagine you've also been bending their ear.
We've certainly done that. but as a result, in the local plan, you will see that the neighbourhood plan is pretty much accepted in its entirety. Both the plans that people are being asked to look at for a small amount of development, relatively small amount, the sustainability of that amount of development, and also what the infrastructure should be, it actually says that will be determined by the neighbourhood plan. So we've timed it right to get it into that Colchester-wide plan. And the next step is for the plan in its current state to go to Colchester to make sure that it doesn't contradict policy or strategic moves. And it doesn't. We already know that because they've worked with us on the steering group right the way through.
Yeah, that's very encouraging. So maybe hopeful that the Wivenhoe Neighbourhood Plan could be seen as a blueprint for other areas how to actually go about managing it. So certainly the kind of volunteer input. And this has been a really sustained process, I know. But if the Borough Council can see that Wivenhoe can do it, perhaps they can then use the model as to what you've been achieving and then help other local areas to also try and get organised.
Well, we have had a request from Alsford, for instance, to come and talk about how it's been done. It's not so much Colchester, it's parish councils and local neighbourhood groups resolving to do it and coming along and talking about how we've done it, perhaps to find a few shortcuts because it's taken us a long time, but to know how big it is.
Yeah.
And also to look at that. The way it was structured worked really well, making lots of little groups.
So talking about it as well, so maybe the final few minutes or so, Rosalind, if we focus on the vast work that you've done with your role as in community engagement, which sounds like a fairly kind of grand local authority title. Really, it is about speaking with people and putting across those neighbourhood plan ideas. Now, what's impressed me is that there's been some quite, I wouldn't say radical, but some quite sort of wacky and not normal ideas in terms of meeting people and explaining things. You've had many events that you've been setting up.
We have, certainly. I mean, the idea is that communication and community engagement is key. People must vote in the end. They'll all get a vote, and we need more than half to say, yes, this is the plan which represents our ideas as close as we can get them. And so we've had big exhibitions at William Lovelace. We've had a lot of fun going up to the cricket club and engaging with the people there. We've worked with all sorts of target groups, so we've invited ourselves to the old people's events and they've grudgingly allowed us to come and chat. But also we've worked with young people at schools and that sort of thing. And then we've done lots of little pop-ups. And the pop-ups are just going to where people are, putting our A-frame out and a few maps and then talking. And handing out a leaflet with just the policies on it, because those are the bullet points. There are about 30 of them, but they're the bullet points of all the policies. And that makes it much more obvious that it's not only about housing as well. We've been to the school fetes, we've been to the regatta, we went to the fair, we've been to the film clubs, we've stood outside shops, and we've put articles in all sorts of random places.
Yeah, so I think the message there really certainly is that there's just no substitute for really going out, pressing the flesh, speaking and talking. It's no good just putting things online. You need to actually go out there and probably, you know, have the argument both ways and speak with people.
That's
We're almost out of time, I'm afraid, Rosalind, but thank you for your help. That's been very useful.